Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, and international co-host.
Hail, hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Fire Night.
Interface complete.
DJ Smell So Good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record of Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. That's a clean ass pussy. Hey, baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. Baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. I already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back. But she know and not eat that pussy like a motherfucking cookie rack. She's taking black, never spray red. Smoking on some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like Restitution. When the body slam the bitch like Lex Luke. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the boat, mama, let's do it. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, she had one walk right.
I'm rich, bitch.
Give me money, hell yeah, I'm the shit. I'm that girl on the poster, it's posting on the walls. Body with the flaws, and when I walk up in the building, all the niggas stop and pause. I let them do, eat me out, walk me in, wanna go home. Keep hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip, and I call her up a band. And every time he beat it, the girl, she is seeing. Yeah, baby, she want a little taste. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me, so they niggas wanna beg me. You know I turn them on, she'll see me in a song. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, jaw on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit, I was telling. Yeah, I peeped the way he been looking at me. Shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the way. Wait, so what's up, daddy? How many tags you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes and he sitting for a heart.
The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Oh,
size, I seen XCX for Wayne. Hoes on it too, not my man. But tonight, shit, I bet I pretend. Shit, I bet I make them nuts, just a quick come up. Yeah, I'm a classic girl, got a pretty thug with it. You put me on the beat, watch the way the girl spit it. I like a dude that's a BT, no business in the street. And he gets that cash, yeah, that is you, bad. You see the girl shy, I'm about money and music. And I like to look pretty, dudes in love with my booty. He paid for it, and now I'm impressed. The way he wind and dine me, I might undress.
He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty's swole. Kind of body makes this other spin though. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty's swole. You got the kind of body makes this other spin though. Yeah, I wanna time, yeah, I spend time. Blue, anything you want, you just be mine. Yeah, I wanna time, yeah, I spend time. Blue, anything you want, you just be mine.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now, crank this motherfucker up.
Holiday season, increased incidents of robbing and Kurt during this time of the year. And yours truly, you already know, is no stranger. You know what I'm saying? To getting held up by a dumbass motherfucker looking for some quick holiday cash. You know, so come on in. This is the description of the show, people. Hear what happened. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, and how to protect yourself. And yeah. So in a minute, you know what I'm saying? In a minute, I'm going to give everybody the story, give everybody the lowdown, what the fuck went down, you know what I'm saying, last night. Shouts out to the bitch niggas that called themselves motherfucking robbing me 3D, you know what I'm
saying? He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Yeah. So, it's all good. We're going to get into a couple of hits real quick. I'm going to come back and share a little Weed State Wednesday Christmas robber story with you. Yeah. What choice do we have? This is a new Boss Squash right here. And Guillotine going, doing the do. All right.
It's your boy Boss Squash, man. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with my niggas, that ain't money. Stick Guillotine, baby. The Black Grapes Music Collection. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mine's Seville, baby. You know what I'm saying? This goes out to all my haters out there, man. Word of the wise, you got haters? That means you're doing something right, nigga. You feel me? Yeah.
I'ma keep riding, I'ma keep grinding, I'ma stay shining on you. I don't care what y'all think, all your haters keep hating, cause I'ma keep doing the do. All you stuff is getting mad, you can see how polished and solid is my crew. I'm gonna take your girl, take her all around the world, cause you know you can't do it.
Black grape, yeah, all you haters keep hating, it don't bother me much, I'ma keep on skating. You see me shining, now you wanna start to talk. Remember 5 years back, yeah, you better start to walk. Fresh in the game, a little dude asking for help, looking for a little guidance, but you just kept to yourself. And now you're all assed out, talking all about the drought. But dog, I don't care, I'm gonna slap you in your mouth. But scratch all the violence, I'ma keep flying, I'ma keep grinding, and I'ma stay shining. My goals look good, and my kicks so clean, spinning from head to toe, and my swag so mean. Now watch your boss lean back, driving in my Lexus while we sipping on that yeah. Your girl's staring, so I steal her away, while I leave you in the dust, looking all amazed. I'ma keep riding, I'ma keep riding, I'ma stay shining on you.
Fuck my own, yeah, couple bitches love me, you own some Beamers. One session hit, but I was in Vegas, all on a bitch. Three stacks at the crap table, a hun on that fire bed. Did a couple tapes, but didn't touch that lid yet. Why lie? No dip, but my publishing's mine. Pay for this on her own, so if I ever blow, I'm gon' probably be mortified. Like the clip on my grind, but you can't front wing ballin', bitch.
Nah,
but I pay for all of this.
Yeah.
Affiliated with some dope boys, so before I rap, real motherfuckers from my city know the kid. Yeah,
yeah.
I'ma keep grindin', I'ma keep grindin', I'ma stay shining on you.
Beacon on my chest like, yeah, bitch, I made it. That to the bone. Go on next ray. I'm chilling with your chick. Get an X-ray. I was born with wings. No way I could escape it. This price she was a given. I'm gifted. Amazing. More than likely, that's the reason these suckers be hating. And I tell them, don't hate me, hate God. Cause he made them. And I put in time to shine. Ziggy stays working.
And if I'm not working, I'm on a breezy excursion. Or chilling, getting money while you on the net surfing. I get it from the store, not the third person. Top of the food chain. You couldn't get a map here. I stay ahead of the game. Coaching, that's clear. The deal is the future. And boy, it's so last year. I stay with the title belt, yelling, I'm a champ here.
I'ma keep riding, I'ma keep riding, I'ma stay shining on you. I don't care what y'all think, all your haters keep hating, cause I'ma keep doing it too. All you suckers getting mad, you can see how polished and solid is my crew. I'm gonna take your girl, take her all around the world, cause you know you can't do what I do.
Liking that, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Boss Squatch for that new shit right there, man. And shouts out to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, for sending me that over. And that's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. I get y'all a little Christmas view move real quick, you know what I'm saying, just to go ahead and pump this thing on up, you know what I'm saying, so we can, you know, get into this Christmas holiday season coming up this weekend, you know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. Happy Hanukkah. Or whatever y'all do, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. The cat smells so good to you, you know?
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the hood, ain't shit that was stirring. Nope, it was all good.
Stocking was hung on my big fat dick. We was hoping to get some of that good shit from old Jolly St. Nick.
The children were snuggled up, sleeping in bed. My bitch on my jock, giving holiday head.
When outside my crib, there rose such a clatter. I stuck my head out and yelled, "What the fuck is the matter?"
Then a fat red pimp got out of his ride. It was perfectly clear he was from the north side.
Yo, Santa, what's up? Did you bring me some chronic? In Tangeray gin, I can mix with my tonic.
He said, ho, 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 and opened his sack. It was stuffed full of endo. Had to take a step back.
Is this for the dog? Did you bring this for me? To blaze with my hoes and my closest homie?
He just nodded his head, his eyes about shut. It was then that I knew that St. Nick was fucked up.
He ate all my motherfucking cookies. I left on the plate. Then he went in the fridge. And he ate and he ate and that fat motherfucker ate.
And when he was done, when the cupboard was bare, he packed his shit up and got out of there.
Good night, doggy dog, he said from the sky. Merry Christmas to all you motherfuckers and to all a good high. Merry Christmas
from the dog pound.
And everybody, have a happy new year. Ho, ho, ho.
Watch you laugh. How you laugh?
Yeah. Time.
Hey, you hear me? No motherfucking high song to a club beat. You just can't do it.
flow. When you smoke like me, your fingers get swole. But that's a chance I take. Get so high, I wanna lick milkshake. Cause ladies come a dime a dozen, that's how I see it. I'm over here like Michael Jackson singing this beat it. Can't you see? I'm on another level. I got so much steam, you think I was a devil. Blowing it, blowing life up. The magic dragon with me and Bruce are in the house. The club gets cracked. It's so much smoke, you would think it was a fire. This is straight rope, like it says on the flyer. So get your blood and add that lighter. Smoke it till you get higher. I'm the base, most blunted, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so savvy. I troll like smell like granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck, fuck, fast, I show about that. I got grams, I got dips, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the real Zach Smokers. Straight low, kiss, K got the flavor. It don't stop. Don't quit, my game stay point plus, I stay
big. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, when I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
I'm all six blunt, and it's all from one session. I'm so in the time, in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. Straight low, I thought I should mention a female me in a blunt. That's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go purple in the kiss, and I got the trunk, fire chronic grape and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes. Look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot.
I gotta take a quick little interjection here. Send shouts out to all my peoples over there in San Jose, California, representing Straight Low Rockers. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Goofy Bone and friend, Miss Linda Cuz, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. And I just want to tell you, girl, you know what I'm saying?
I want to see your tits, my dear.
My bad. You know what I'm saying? Shall we get down live right up here on the Wrecking the Game radio show? You know what I'm saying? Doing a real bit. And, yeah, that was Goofy Bone. I want to get high. We're going to get into some more good shit, you know what I'm saying, after this quick call.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Attention, all ladies, please report to the dance floor. If you're bow-legged, not needed, pigeon-toed, we still need to see you. Jay Creek, tell them how I feel about them.
Get me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, now that's no lie.
You walk like you got good pussy. Do that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real dash with attitude. Toes in the nail done and sit up on the bus. I see you got your people to which I respect that. They go my number anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them stinky eyes with them track runner thighs. I like the way you do it. You don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
move me like you knew, like you knew. Booty so curved like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion. Let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about the way you do it. I know you like to ride it up and down on it like you got hydraulics. Make the dope boys wanna spend a few dollars. Let you hold the keys to the Chevy Impala. Been a few corners with your girls going shopping. All in the mall, everybody trying to holler. Your money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, dog, you got problems.
side. That's what's on my mind. But when you tell me something different about the girl you think I'm messing around, oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I want to moan about it.
Find your husband quickly zipping up his pants. Does your husband suffer from chapped dick? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that 1 out of 3 marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this, you may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View, if you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps, if you think the only way to get your woman pregnant is by shooting sperm in her eye, you might be addicted to porno.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
Party pooper.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS today.
That's 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Call today.
I see your ass. Cut a goddamn MCI shit off. Don't even watch TV. Fuck, how the fuck that even get on? Plug up the damn phone. Some phone fucking no dead on me. Let's see what the hell can I plug up. All right, people. I'm going to tell you all the crap shit that motherfucking went down with your boy. Real quick. Hey, baby. Girl, you got me thinking about smoking. Smoking sometime. I hate that. Damn, I can't even charge the phone up without the motherfucking interference sound in it. But anyway,
I've been going over and starting pouring music for y'all, man. Tell y'all what the fuck happened. Alright, here we go. I'm standing outside last night. I'm standing outside the club. I work at a club, you know what I'm saying, where I sell tobacco and shit, tobacco products, little mixtapes, you know what I'm saying, little snacks and shit like that. I work outside the club. And so I'm standing outside last night, just left outside the club, set all my little stuff up. I'm out there. It's about 1:30, a little bit after 1:30 in the morning. Everybody in the club, ain't nobody outside. I mean, not nobody. Ain't a rat running around on the motherfucking street. You know what I'm saying? No cars going up and down or nothing. It's dead silence. Let me tell y'all something, people. This is my third time being robbed. Every time I've been robbed, it's been a dead silence before I actually got robbed. So this is what happened. It was a dead silence. You know what I'm saying? Next thing I know, you know what I'm saying? Now I got my car door open. I got my car running. I'm listening to a little music. I see three motherfuckers walk around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Step from around this building. They just talking to each other, kicking the bobo. You know what I'm saying? One of them got a hood on. The other two, I know one of the dudes, and then I don't know the other dude. Okay, so they walk up. I see one dude. He instantly get him a post up. He going post up. And then I watched this other dude. He eyeballing my car. Y'all in my car looking at shit all in my car. And I'm watching him. And then the other little dude, and I know this dude from the neighborhood. I mean, I know this motherfucker, like, personally. Like, if I see his face today, that's a dead nigga today. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to kill him during the daytime. I'm going to fuck his ass up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to put that on everything I love. You know, I see that motherfucker during the daytime, that's your motherfucking ass. Nighttime, I don't know what happened to you. You know, shit goes down at night. But the motherfucker, you know, stood there kicking the bobo in front of my face. You know, smell, what's up, man? Blah, squad, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you know. So I guess I wasn't peeping game enough. You know what I'm saying? To where the dude was like, fuck it. You know, it's the little homie that was, you know, the older dude that was with him. Dude was just like, fuck it. Well, it seemed like you do know this nigga, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We kind of do what we're going to do anyway. So the nigga pulled the pistol out. Nigga tried to walk, like, behind me. He stepped, like, behind me, grabbed my arm, pulled the pistol out, got a 9mm, chrome 9mm, and put it to my throat. And on top of something, man, you know what time it is. You know what time it is. And it's just instinct. People, I've been robbed motherfucker two times. Last time I was robbed, I told the Lord, it's either going to be me dying or it's going to be the other motherfucker dying. It's not about the material. It's not about that. It's the principle of the thing about you trying somebody over some petty-ass fucking material bullshit. You need the motherfucking be taken off this bitch. And for you to use a gun that you don't know if that bitch is going to go off or not, you know what I'm saying, to play with somebody's life like that, that's fucked up. I don't play with nobody's life like that. So when a dude put the gun in my head, I grabbed the motherfucker. I said, what? You know, people, I wear a military jacket because I'm a fitting. I did my time for Uncle Sam. I learned my training, and I apply it when it goddamn needs to be applied. And so it actually needed to be applied, so I applied that shit. I grabbed the motherfucking pistol. I grabbed the barrel of the pistol by the stock, twisted the gun to the side, and the gun's already off my feet. I back up, twist the gun to the side, the way it twists his wrist, because that was the way his dumbass motherfucker was holding it. Twisted it, almost broke his little wrist, twisted it. Went to go punch him. Soon as I went to swing at him, he dropped the pistol. But when the pistol hit the ground, I'm looking around, his other two homies that were with him, they done took off, they done shot the fuck off. They the first ones to leave this pussy motherfucker on the scene. They left their homeboy on stuff. I picked the motherfucking gun up before he went around the corner. I pulled the trigger, and the bitch was on safety. Let me tell y'all something, people. If you're going to do something, you're going to motherfucking do it. If I'm going to rob you, I'm going to make sure that if you move, bitch, that's your motherfucking ass. I ain't going to have no gun on safety. If I'm doing anything, the gun ain't going to be on safety. You can best believe that. And it's either going to be your ass or it's going to be mine. But I'm coming into the situation where I ain't taking no motherfucking chances. And I already know that, you know, being by me pulling this gun, I'm already looking at 10-20 life anyways, so I'm going to go in and do what I got to do. And if you ain't got that kind of mind thinking, then you don't need to be picking up no motherfucking pistols. If you ain't ready to give up your life today, tomorrow, or the next day because of your actions, you don't need to be picking up no pistols. Stay that pussy-ass motherfucker that you is. And that's point blank period. I picked the pistol up, you know what I'm saying? Shot the shit. And the bitch was on safety. So I pulled the bitch off safety and I bust one, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and then by the time I bust one, you know what I'm saying? These old pussy motherfuckers done scattered. I heard them pack my shit up, you know what I'm saying? I've been a couple of corners, you know, looking for these motherfuckers and I see nothing in sight, you know, I don't see nothing. I spent like 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, riding around corners. You know what I'm saying? Looking for three dumbass motherfuckers still walking in a motherfucking group. Because I'm going to spray all three of you stupid motherfuckers. So, tis the season, people, to look out for dumbass robbers. You know what I'm saying? You need to watch your every move at the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? You need to watch yourself coming out the malls. You know, people be hiding behind cars. People do some conniving, slick shit, and they think because they got a pistol that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be scared and you're going to go ahead and just readily give that shit up. So, that's all good. Shouts out to I Want a Bone Linda. Okay. Shouts out to I Want a Bone Linda. Linda Bones. Yeah. So that real bit. That's how we kick it. You know what I'm saying? Up here live on Star Shit Smell at Pride. And I want to thank Hood Santa for delivering me a 9mm chrome pistol. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down real big. I got a new video up on YouTube, people. Y'all got to check it out. It's called The 12 Days of Christmas. And I'm gonna be downloading and playing the track probably before the show over with if I can get the track. You know what I'm saying? And spin that for you. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's live. And
you got shit for brains.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, music, best beats, legend.
Now ride, party, people, let's ride. Let me move to the beat like, ooh. Let me see you move as a fool, now ride. Dip it low so your back out ride. Now ride, party, people, let's ride. Let me move to the beat like, ooh. Let me see you move as a fool, now ride. Dip it low so your bang out ride. Now ride to this boom boom, now act a fool. Too busy moving my shoes, can't worry about you. Who's you? So now move to my groove. Acting all funny like your hips don't move. Be true, to a step, now let it ride. Shuffle up a side, now ride, now glide. Keep it up, y'all, we about to move to the moon. How we getting there? I'll carry on to the phone. That's cool, we carry on. Let the whole town legend about to shut it down. Round here we go. No fear. Let us do some jeans, my shit high years. Let the sun break it high, can't stand the shit I seen. Dark child, well I'm not, but the noise that I bring. Fly away, show me the high wing. Wanna see your boat swing, see your boat that I bring. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let me move to the beat like, ooh. Let me see you move, act a fool, now ride. Dip it low, throw your back out, ride. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let me move to the beat like, ooh. Let me see you move, act a fool, now ride. Dip it low, throw your back out, ride. So super duper fat ass. I'm here to take you to the fat ass. Cross my chest. You ain't gone where I gone. Ain't been where I been. Stop serving them live, bitch. You ain't my friend. We here for the same thing. And that's the move. We gon' party to the sky, dog. Blue light blue. My lips biting fools. If that's you, throw your arm. Now let me see you dig it up. Pump, no calm. Let me cry now. Let me hear you shout now. DJ keep it spinning. Let it beat the crowd down. Give them both. Five stars, bitch. You ain't heard of me coming through like live again. And like how I ride the beat. That doesn't mean I might have to change with my hot top speed. I'm a man bound. Whatever else it is, we're all better move for the food. When the food gets good. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let you move to the beat like, ooh. Let me see you move, act a fool, now ride. Dip it low, throw your back out, ride. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let you move to the beat like, ooh. Let me see you move, act a fool, now ride. Dip it low, throw your back out, ride. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let you move to the beat like, ooh. Let me see you move, act a fool, now ride. Dip it low, throw your back out, ride. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let you move to the beat like, ooh. Let me see you move, act a fool, now ride. Dip it low, throw your back out, ride.
Oh,
play your card, and it's 50-2 in every hand. You just pick a card, and I'm doing this for my city, and regardless, getting better, your family break apart. Way before you get the cheddar, I admit it, this my city, ain't no running me from here. Been out of prison for a year, now that life is getting better, yeah, I did it for the world, but my family take apart. Miss Diana, that's my heart, ain't no stopping till we start. See, Cupid ran out of arrows, so we started swinging doors. I think one pierced me in my heart, now my angels in my voice. I feel the angels in my voice every time I talk or raise my voice. So I'm screaming out of court, ain't no stopping me this year. You wanna drink, then grab a beer, a parachute, we out of here. To a better place in history, cause we ain't have a choice. And the reason he ain't make it, cause he ain't have a voice. I guess music ain't made for everybody's voice. And I just wanna bow while we driving in a Rolls Royce. Jump off in this limo and come roll with a rapper. 131st and 23rd with the travels. That be Pip, that be K, that be Cheese, and that be G, that be Cook, and that be me. And guess who else? That be it. I'm the flying bird to spread my wings off in this herd. And I'm the first to get my money and make it rain off in this club with you. Say the world is like a cancer, and I'ma steal a show. Now that Christmas come around the Grinch, cause I'ma steal some more. Now grab your bottle, shake it up, and pop the top and steal some more. Could make it rain before I leave, but that's the key part of the show. Plus my money ain't no good to me if it's all on the floor. Could make it rain, could make it shout, could make it cyclops even snow. Why every time I hit the club, at the night you check the show, I said that life is going better. Make my name go down in history. If it don't, that means somebody put me out my misery. Feel it building in my bones, world, physically and mentally. And every time I'm with a girl, she's screaming, I she answer me. After 9 months, she be screaming and she kissing me. How she pregnant, can't get pregnant, how she pregnant through her throat. Before I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let her go. Until I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let it go.
Thanks for the shout out. You know, I had a little guest over here last night, so, you know, her name is I Want a Bone Linda. Because every time she sees me, she'll scream out, I Want a Bone. So that's her new name. Well, that's been her name. I Want a Bone Linda.
I Want a Bone Linda. Right. Hey, what's up? You checked out my 12 Days of Christmas remix?
Yeah, man, I checked that out. It's pretty fucking hilarious.
I mean, it was crazy because, you know, you see how he shut the music off. Shut the music off, and then I was like, well, fuck it. Let freestyle a bit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all give me a beatbox, goddammit. Let's do this shit hood style.
Hey, but you did a good job on it, brother. A good job.
Started beatboxing the shit. Everybody was enjoying it, so fuck it. You know, that's how we get down, man. That's how we get down.
It was crackalacking right here. Besides you being in your little scuffle with some little phony-ass, bitch-ass niggas.
Yep. Must be. I think Milwaukee came down here and shit.
Oh, man.
Fucking
Bruce Guy Entertainment with their BB guns and shit like that.
Oh, man.
And you know what? Them niggas wouldn't even have the balls to do that because they wouldn't even know how to take the safety off. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers, well, I'm telling you. Stupid-ass motherfuckers.
The dude that did it, they didn't know how to. I don't know what they. I guess they was practicing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, we're going to try this real quick. Let's do it. But see, you know, I don't know if you remember, like last year, the motherfucking little punk ass kid pulled to try to jack the charger.
Yeah, yeah.
And motherfucker, I shot his ass. He pulled a gun, people, stay a distance. If you're going to pull it straight up to somebody, they're going to grab it from you. I grabbed that motherfucker. I shot his ass back. He got nailed. And he was, shit happened. But hold on, I got an important call on the other line. Hold on real quick.
Good. Oh, we were talking about people, as you know. Now that wasn't even no tits to see. That was just stupid motherfuckers doing some shit at a time that they shouldn't have been doing it. You know what I'm saying? End up happening to me. People tend to pick seasons and stuff when they rob. You know what I'm saying? The dudes, they robbed me the first time was some little kids right before school time. Second time was holiday time. And that's when the Basin tried. You know what I'm saying? Basin tried to rob me. So, you know, hey, be the third time the charm, and I'm a charmer, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? That's what ended up happening. But one thing about smell don't smell like pussy. So if you think smell smell like pussy, then you need to try to fuck. But I guarantee you're going to get fucked up.
I ain't with that bullshit.
And that's what went down, man. You know? It's crazy, man. The people.
All right, we're back.
Yeah. They're talking to myself about these dumb ass motherfuckers, man. You know. Shit's crazy.
You know what, Smelly? You know, the Lord is good because, you know, a smart criminal would have shot you already.
Yeah, a smart criminal wouldn't come and rob somebody with the gun on safety.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
and that's what I just said. If I'm going to do any kind of crime, the gun is going to be off safety. Because if you make any kind of motherfucking move, I'm going to bust your ass. I don't care if I'm shooting you in the arm, leg, somewhere, but I'm going to still do what I need to do, you know what I'm saying, to get my job accomplished. I might not kill you, but you know what I'm saying, since you're going to move, I'm going to bust you in your arm, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to bust you in your good arm, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, what you going to do?
I remember shooting that kid in his arm and like, on his, like, the side of his rib. And he gave me that look like, what you do this? And I drove away. I go, you stupid punk motherfucker. And he's looking at me driving away on the ground. Like, he's like, how could you do this to me? I'm like, you motherfucker. And you know what, Smelly? I don't fear anything. You know, if it happens, it happens. But it's like, how the hell are you going to have the nerve to do this and not expect, you know, a back, what do they call it? Like,
backlash, yeah, backlash.
The backlash, yeah, yeah.
Somebody
like that
come back and get at you, yeah, yeah. Listen, people, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. For every action that you do, somebody's going to do an opposite and equal reaction to that. So if you did something bad, somebody's going to motherfucker do something just as bad to you. That's what that means. You do something good, somebody should do something just as good for you. But I might as well move to Islam because I believe in that eye for an eye, two for a two. You know what I'm saying? You take my life, I'm gonna take yours. You attempt to take mine, I'm gonna attempt to take yours. That's the way that the world's supposed to work. You know what I'm saying? Do what you're supposed to do to survive, but without harming somebody else or bringing disrespect.
Do what you want to be done to yourself. That's how you're supposed to live life. If you respect yourself, then you respect others. But if you're gonna sit here and be one of these little piece of shits that ruin the cycle of life, then that's why you belong in jail or dead.
Yeah.
And I don't wish death on anybody, but I mean, there's some idiotic people out there.
That's just brain death that bring death upon them. Some people
remember
bring
that one,
death upon
that one
them.
Case that guy killed somebody for $12 or some shit like that.
Which, cause yeah, we gonna have people kill motherfuckers.
Yeah, we had so many stories, but there was this one. These two idiots, they robbed an old man for $12, and now they're doing 25 to life for that. For $12. You know what I'm saying, people?
Well,
yeah,
that's like the dude that robbed a dude for his tennis shoes. You know what I'm saying? They done killed the man with damn fucking J's and shit. So that was made in China. That ain't even worth $20. You know what I'm saying? But y'all killing over a name on a shoe. You know that? That's ignorant shit, man. That's ignorant stuff to do. And it go on every day. You know what I'm saying? Every day. People do some stupid, petty shit, man. And it ain't worth
shit. And then they kick themselves in jail saying, why am I here? I don't want to be here. Like, you dumb fuck, you deserve to be there. It's like, if I'm going to go to jail, I'm going down for either beating somebody down or I'm going to shoot somebody. That's the only reason why I'm going to jail. You don't see me. I'm in a struggle right now. I wasn't balling like I was a fucking couple of years ago. But shit, I'm still trying to survive right now with what I got. And, you know, a fool would sit there and admire somebody else and steal from somebody else, knowing the fact that in the end, whatever you steal is still going to go away, and you're still going to have nothing.
Yeah.
Stealing is, I'm going to be honest with you people, stealing is not even worth it. Because think about it. Something precious in your life got stolen. Like somebody stole a movie. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, that's my world right there. I would straight go to hell to find that kid and fucking bring him back. Because I love him with all my heart. Think about that. If you're going to steal something, think about something somebody would steal from you that's so precious in your fucking life.
Well, you know what's so fucked up, though, man, is the jit that they use to initiate the conversation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this dude done bought CDs from me. He done kicked it at the club a few times. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I don't know your face, period. I know your face. I don't need to know the other nigga's face. I know your face. As long as I know your face and I get at you and I put that thing on you, oh, you gonna motherfucking tell me who the nigga pulled a gun on me. You gonna tell me who it is and where I can find him at. And then I'm gonna pistol whip you and then I'm gonna go handle my business with the other nigga being disrespectful. You know, and that's the way the world works, you know what I'm saying? I'm a girl all, you know, sitting here talking some all that. Ain't no let no shit go, man. Fuck that let go shit. Ain't no let go. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to the motherfucker again. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
You know, because my thing is, when you initiate the conversation and the way I came off of the conversation, you should have been like, well, man, let's find something else. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the nigga to, I know this nigga.
Bro.
You feel me? Like, I know this nigga. Like, I walk around the hood every day and this nigga see me type shit. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter about the gunman. It don't matter about the dude that stood in the back. It's all about you, man. And you to you, the dude ain't even 20. I know he ain't even over 21. And the little nigga ain't over 21. He may be 18, 19. You know what I'm saying? So the dude that had the gun, he was only at least 25. He was at least 25, 26. Nigga had a beard, a little mustache, and I recognize him. You know what I'm saying? Today, when I go to the hood and I start riding around again, you know what I'm saying? Tell you.
And the thing is why rob in your area when you why step in? Why shit in your area when you gonna step in?
I mean, to the same why rob the same motherfucker at your hustle spot? Put it that way. You gonna rob the same two niggas that be on your corner and then come the next day and try to stand next to them and get your hustle on?
About 10, 15 years ago, it was Crazy White Chris. He would rob motherfuckers out of the blue, and he lived right down the street. So one day he robbed somebody that had that had the juice. He followed him to his house, and he capped his whole family. Now, that's stupid.
Wait. The dude that had the juice.
A Crazy White Chris, he would, right. In his area, he there was a corner store where everyone would kick it at. So once in a great moon, he would go and rob people that he wouldn't know in the area. So he would rob them thinking, oh, he'd get away. So one day he'd rob somebody. He ran back home. They followed him, and they took out his whole family.
Hey.
And I'm telling you, this was like 10, 15 years. No, I'm going to say about 12. But, I mean,
they had a story about that, about a dude in New York like that, back in the day when you know, when dope was just booming. And they said, yeah, when dope first hit in Harlem, this dude, you know what I'm saying, he was motherfucking robbing niggas that he hustled with. And then the next day he arrived by them niggas, you know what I'm saying, and in the fanciest car that, you know what I'm saying, wasn't even out yet. Nobody even knew nothing about it. But he just robbed y'all niggas for 50 stacks. You know what I'm saying? Now he gonna roll right back by you like, what's up? And he said he said he was doing that like for some years, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? There ain't no motherfucking way, man. There ain't no way. And he ended up getting arrested. He ended up getting busted. He didn't get killed, he ended up getting busted.
Oh my God, Smelly, I gotta tell you something. I just got a friend request from one of the Milwaukeeans, one of their low-life friends. His name's Wayne Ghetto.
I could have
sworn that I dissed him in a song, and now he wants to be my friend on Facebook.
Wayne Ghetto,
is on Wayne Ghetto, stop lying. Nigga ain't ghetto, he's a doofus. You look at this nigga, he look like Snuffleupagus.
What the hell?
Stupid.
Oh, they done took Stop Trying Now. What?
They did what?
They took Stop Trying. When is that? One Night Stand. Yeah, they took One Night Stand off.
Yeah, don't tell me that, because I'll go right now and I'll upload that motherfucker.
Yeah, you know that. I thought that bitch was it.
Timmy!
Yeah.
Man, you got my fucking leg stuck, man. Jesus Christ. Hit it again. Damn it, Smell. You do that all the time.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh.
What's up, fellas?
Man, what's up, Ethan? What's going down, man? We live up in the building. What's happening, Captain?
Huh?
I said we live up in the building. What's happening, man?
You all ready for the happy festivity, Feliz Navidad, or whatever the fuck the Spanish call it?
Well, yeah, we was, but did you pay attention to the headline of the show?
I just fucking got here.
You didn't see the description of the show?
No, let me look at it. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7. Really, the reason I came on the internet so early today was because somebody in Cowpoke was supposed to have a show about our girl DD, and it was supposed to be very controversial, so I was planning on watching it. You know Cowpoke?
Yeah.
Well, why does everybody try to kill Deb Daly?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
She's a kilf to me. She's always going to be my people's book.
No, people are over here talking bad about her. And well, I mean, yeah, I can understand she talks bad about some people sometimes, too. But, I mean, they're making shows dedicated to taking her off the air. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah, this is all in fun, you know? This is all in fun, not to get hostile about it and fucking get somebody kicked off Blog Talk, you know, and shit. What the fuck, man, you know?
It's going to be fucked up when she team up with Smell So Good. You haters hate on that. Bring it to my network. Bring it to my show. I wish you would. I'll smash every single one of you shows out there. And come on, your shit, and tell you about it.
But Smelly, at nighttime, there's these little group of kids.
Yeah.
They call them Throw. And they go on to every show and try to destroy people's shows.
Oh,
they try to come on my show, man. I made a fucking joke out of them.
Oh, good.
So they don't come to my show no more.
Yeah, you tortured them, Goofy. You put them in her place. You made them fuck her. You put their head between her legs. They went crying when they left your show. They were fucking crying.
They were crying. They never came back.
No, no, he didn't. I remember that show. I was fucking howling, man. I fucking kid. Get the fuck out of here, Junior. Be ready when you come. Me, you better have your fucking homework done, boy. That was funny as shit. That's what it is. I got it pegged on to a 16-year-old kid that's doing this. And he's like the leader. His name is Pimp Hat. And he's the leader of the gang.
But why you can't, like when they come into your chat room, it shows the IP address.
Right.
No, but Smelly, look, it's like
proxy server guy.
It's like five or six of them, and they come and they rush your show.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're calling you, and they're trying to do like little phony things, like I don't know.
They've learned how to beat the joke
and all the shit. They try to do stupid shit to fuck up your show.
Well, they learn how to
beat
the chat room. Like the security, the little security that the chat room does have, they've learned how to beat it. So they can get into your switchboard on some occasions. Some of them can. And, you know, they do stuff like get your home address and order pizzas to your house. You know, shit like that. You know, I mean, they'll go on your show. They will get pretty racist on her and say some stuff they shouldn't be saying. You know what I mean? You know, if they were just, like, kidding around, telling little stupid jokes and stuff, that'd be one thing. But they cause a lot of problems. Like, this one guy on there, Drew Raines. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Drew Malone Raines.
He's
an ex-Marine. He is, like, on an all-out war after these guys. I mean, this guy declared war on these motherfuckers, man. You ought to read his fucking page. I get his news every day, and he fucking declared a war on these motherfuckers. I mean, he's getting security companies, friends of his from his naval intelligence when he was in the Marines, or helping them out, trying to find out who these people are. He's going all out for it, you know, to get them. And I hope he does get them and expose them. I like to get a fucking kick to the head in there to one of them. How about you, Goofy?
Oh, yeah. I would love to take one out.
Oh,
I love it. Bring it to my show. Shit.
But nah, they try to come to your show and try to fuck up shop.
Yeah. Well, they got proxy. They got a proxy server, guys. That's what they're doing.
The funny thing is, it's smelly. It's like, if you just make them, like, the show, they get mad. They get hella pissed. And it's like other shows don't understand that. It's like they get all mad and be like, why do you call my show? Why are you destroying my show? But it's like you got to have fun with them.
Well, I've noticed if you show them love, then they really get upset. They do not like to be loved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They hate
when this like last night, I'm at the club doing the karaoke night, you know what I'm saying? And my homeboy got up there and to do his little comedy thing, you know what I'm saying? Now, apparently he announced it for a couple of days. He was going to come and do a little comedy bit. So when he got up there, of course, all the ladies sitting up front. First thing he come out, his mouth is a goddamn female bashing joke. And y'all hoes, that was it. I mean, the females, at least six females, heckled the dude through the rest of his whole little thing to where he had to turn his whole attention to them. And they took him off of his whole game. He kept saying it, man, y'all fucking up my show, y'all. But see, this is what I'm telling him. You need to understand that you a comedian, and there's going to be hecklers in every audience.
Oh, yeah.
If you ain't up the par,
everywhere.
You need to even know how to make them your routine, or you need to learn how to just block them out and continue.
Well, he needs to learn how to turn it around on them, you know what I mean? Like, you know, instantly, you know, when they say a certain thing, he knows how to turn that around to put it right back at
them. He let them work. They worked him. They got all into his head to the point where he was like, fuck it, I ain't even doing it. You let him win. You ain't no good comedian, man. You ain't no good comedian.
Hey,
you can't
how about
the females clean? I mean, in a nice way, not a disrespectful, y'all bitches this, bitches that. I ain't talking about that. You know what I'm saying? But I mean.
Well, I'll tell you who caused a lot of this controversy on BTR was that guy, that Wagner guy. He caused a lot of this stuff, man. You know what I mean? He, you know, with his show, that Bill Wagner show. I mean, he caused a lot of these.
Who is Bill Wagner? I keep hearing about this guy, but I don't know.
He's a guy that lives out in Las Vegas, and he used to have shows on for like 2 hours. He would team up with two other guys, one in the military and one an ex-cop, and they would just talk about political issues, you know, their views on politics. But then they started steering away and started picking on like other hosts, and then they ended up hating each other. So they started like telling each other secrets they had, and you know how that goes, you know. And, you know, like I was telling you before, the IP number, you can't catch them on it because they use a proxy server. And number two, you can buy that program that hides the IP for
$39. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, you ain't got to buy it.
So watch which one you get because, yeah, I got one.
You got a website for that. So.
Well, I got one that doesn't work on Blog Talk. The one I bought will not work on Blog Talk chat rooms. So
I mean they got the I don't know what the IP address block.com, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Where you go in there and then they'll give you a dummy IP address to use, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then that's what you use to go, you know, mess around and everything.
Right.
People can't trace it. So I mean
exactly.
if you know how to use the internet, people, nobody don't need to know who you are. You can make it that way.
When them guys can go on there and rob Citibank Visa over the internet, anything
over
can be
the
done.
Internet. Come on now. Come on.
Anything can be done.
What do you think your little fucking show is? You know what I'm saying? But the thing of it is, when it comes to these shows, people, that's exactly what it is. It's a show. You're
right.
Here to put a show on. You're here to entertain.
I mean, but when somebody's
people
around,
call in, you got to make them. You got to make them your show. You,
right, but
you
when somebody's harassing to the point to where the host wants to quit their show, and they know that they're just doing going a little bit too far, you know what I mean? They need to stop. But they don't. They speed it up.
No, that means that the host, first of all, needs to stop answering calls. Once you hear somebody say something stupid, put their ass back on mute and let
exactly.
them damn cute. Okay, when people call in, that adds stats to your show. That actually, that's good for your show. You're getting profile views. You're getting call-in listener views. This is actually stats that help you in the long run. So
right.
Regardless if a million people call in, I wish they would. That would show that I had a million callers in one day for this show, and I wasn't even talking about you. But I got a million callers, so that's helping to my stats overall. You know, people that call in, y'all done heard it. I had plenty of people call in. And what I do? They still there. I put their ass on mute. And now you're going to hear me ride you the rest of the show. Because I got control of the show. You don't control the show. I control the show.
Right.
You just listen. You know, and you try to add what you want to add. If I let you. But I guess some of these hosts don't understand their real power of the show that they have. And they allow people to dictate their show. Hell no. Nah. You don't dictate shit here. Until you get the fuck on, you're going to sit there and listen to me cuss you out, play all my damn sound bites and skits and everything else to embarrass you, then let you come on, say your little two-piece, and then put you right back on mute to show you again that you have no power.
You just want to get off on the right side.
You have no power, you know what I'm saying?
What all
right, people, let me...
Timmy!
All right, and...
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, that was Goofy. Goofy done logged into the switch and logged me out in the damn chat.
I did what?
You logged me out the chat.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you logged out. Yeah, it's all
what
good.
The fuck's up, Goof? What are you doing, man? Hey, did you get that record I sent you, my buddy's kid?
No.
That's the song?
Man, I sent you a CD. Did you didn't get it?
You sent me a CD.
No, I sent you online. I sent you something in email. I'll post it in the chat. It's a buddy of mine's kid who did a song. Maybe Smelly want to play it. I don't know. It's up to him. I'll get it for you anyway. But it's a buddy of mine's kid. It wrote a rap song about Pittsburgh. It's pretty cool. It really is. It's a pretty cool song.
All right. Well, listen, people. This is Weed State Wednesday presents Christmas Robbing. You know, you got to watch out this holiday, Chris, these incidents of robbing occur during this time of the year. And yours truly is no stranger to getting held up by a wannabe robber.
Or holding people up.
Yeah, motherfuckers tried to stick me up last night and shit. Three motherfuckers
really?
Tried to rob me. Yeah,
really?
Tried to rob me last night.
Oh, shit.
Love and shit. Yeah. Oh, I got
that's
the pistol to prove. I ended up taking the pistol from his ass.
put the gun in my throat. I took the pistol from him, went to swing on him. He dropped the pistol. I picked the pistol up. They run. I went to shoot. The goddamn pistol is on safe. I take it off safe. I bust it. It's live rounds. It's fully loaded clips with hollow point bullets in between every other bullet.
Wow.
Nice chrome 9mm. Yeah, thank y'all for a good Christmas present for the holidays.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I'll be holding on to that for him. It's for safekeeping. I give it back to him when I see him. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't he say, hold this for me, I'll get it right back to you?
Yeah, I'm going to give it back to him when I see him. Yeah.
No, hold this for me, man.
But, yeah, that's what happened, man. I end up getting attempted
fraud. So you're not going to report it?
What?
You're not going to report it?
It's reported.
Yeah, let's go do it right now.
It's reported. I reported it as soon as it happened to my motherfucking self. And it's law.
You was going to say something like that.
Melly, I put that in the chat room, man. Can you check it out for us?
I ain't in the chat, but yeah.
Goofy, I'm going to PM you. I'm going to PM room. It to you, Goof. Heavy Angel, I'll PM it to you, too.
Hold on, let me do it.
Hey, Goofy, I PM'd it to you.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
No.
Yeah, we hear you. What's up, man? How you doing today, babe? What's up?
I'm all right. I just, I'm using my new phone, my G2. My daughter got me for Christmas.
How
and my birthday.
You using your new phone? Oh. Wait. When was the birthday?
My birthday's not for another few weeks.
Oh, I was going to say. Oh, she just gave it to you early.
Yeah. You know, it was all good.
What was it, Zio? Pass that?
I see the link.
Everything that he's talking about, fucking Milwaukee. Fuck them. Milwaukee slut.
Fucking brown and shit. 11 to 7. 11 to 7. Daddy,
smoke back, young man. You don't even know what you're doing with it. Come on, buddy, smoke.
All right. He redeemed himself firing up the blunt on the video. He redeemed himself.
If you don't know me by now, I'm a big girl. Tell you, I can tell it takes. We'll never take a break. It's going to be my greatest place. You can tell that I'm a real. Tell by my face. Man, I like this beat. I will never get played. This is cool.
What that bitch said, hooligans?
Name is Zio.
Not a bitch.
That's bad is what it's called.
So how is he? How is he, Smelly?
Yeah, I like that. That's a nice beat. You got, what the hell they drinking?
Iron City beer.
Iron City beer? What the is
oh,
that?
Man, that's the best beer in the world. You never drank it?
Apparently not. I don't know what the
oh, my, that's famous, Smelly. That's some famous beer there, buddy.
It must be only up there, because, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it is. It's a Pittsburgh beer, yeah.
Yeah, Iron City beer.
But everybody drinks it. Like, you know, if you live in Florida, a lot of people get it brought down to Florida. Liquor, a lot of stores will carry it if you find the right one from Pittsburgh.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty popular in Florida because a lot of people from Pittsburgh retired down there.
Yeah, a lot of everybody bring their old asses down here and sit sucking up all the goddamn sun. Fucking suntan lotion, all the beaches, old wrinkly spandex, all on the goddamn beaches. Nobody don't want to see that. Cover that shit up. Oh, sorry. I had a flashback just then.
Goofy.
Sir.
What'd you think of that tape of that kid? I sent it to you, PM'd it to you.
Very good, very good.
I don't care if you guys didn't like it. I just want to know for real. I mean, you know, was it okay or is it like, average or
good?
He's not bad then, huh?
I gave him a thumbs up and I'll leave him a comment. How about that?
I'll give him two thumbs up with the blunt.
That was the easy rider. Looking up.
Hey, so Smelly, I gotta ask you a question. Since you're my friend and we've been doing things for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm working on my next album. It's called Illegal Alien.
What, you gonna have a Mexican in a spaceship?
No, it's gonna have the concept as me. You know, I'm not a border jumper, but I mean, you know, they're called illegal aliens, so it's gonna be like my, the fuck you say, like my political album.
Okay.
Do you think that's good or do you think that's bad? Because a lot of people are saying, hey, Goof, you got a wicked tongue, and you could really start some damage with this album.
You should call it your mission statement. I like how they do it on the internet. Like whenever you want to get what you're all about and what you stand for and what your site's about and what do you mean, they call it a mission statement. You know what that is.
I don't know.
So you're going to go political on this one?
On this one, yeah, because, you know, everybody hates Mexicans. So it's like, fuck, I got to throw my little fucking two cents in. See, the fact of the matter is I'm a Mexican and Italian. But just because my skin is more Mexican, they don't even look at me as the Italian side. They fucking treated me like a fucking redheaded stepchild, beat the shit out of me in school and everything. See, these people, I'm there trying to get an education. I'm smart. I'm book smart. I'm computer smart. I'm intelligent, and they feared that. I was getting good grades and everything, and these motherfuckers kicked me out. So it's like, since now I'm doing this, I want to make an album to fucking just say, hey, fuck you back, bitches. Look at me now. Because all my I was going to die at an early age. Because they would always talk shit about me in the parent-teacher conference. They would always tell my mom, oh, well, your son, you know, he's on a destructive path to death, and then he has no bright future for him, and da-da-da-da. And, you know, parents, they believe anything teachers tell you. Because why? Because they're teachers. But it's like, man, I show my mom my report card. I go, look, Mom, you fucking seriously think that I'm going to sit here and fucking and die young with a brain like this? Fuck no. I'm intelligent. I handle my business in a smart, intelligent way. Why do you think I ain't in prison? Fuck. But it's like, shit. I wanna make an album just to say, fuck it. Fuck everybody who try to bring me down from the get. You know what I mean? But it's like a lot of language that I say in this, it's really talk shit. And it's hopefully it gets somebody's attention. But as a friend, who you are, a good business associate, a good friend, and all of the above, what do you think about that?
You already know I'm for shit.
Go get him.
But saying, goddamn, put it out there to him and get it off your brain. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, man. If it came up, I always say do it. You know what I'm saying? When I think of things, I just try to, you know, initiate and do it. Running for mayor, man. I know I'm a goddamn felon carrying a pistol, goddamn it. I ain't taking no motherfucking bullshit, but fuck it. I still think I can run this motherfucking city better than, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker in a suit and tie. You know? But all in what you put yourself, you know, your 2 feet forward to do.
If it makes you feel good, do it.
Shout out to Sweet Friends, my Sweet D Love.
Mm.
Just last night.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever make up Sweet D and Friends.
Shout out to Sweet D Love.
Yeah, well, shout out to Miss Quiet Storm out there, old Verbal Ink. I was over there hanging out on the Verbal Ink show, you know what I'm saying? Chilling on Miss Emo. Hey, y'all, click that link too. I just dropped in there. Click the link and check out my 12 Days of Christmas on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I got my new 12 Days of Christmas. Y'all can check it out.
Last year's was good. I like last year's. You got to put that in there too.
What was that?
Didn't you have a 12 Days of Christmas last year?
Nah, this is one I wrote, though.
Who had 12 Days of Christmas? You, Goofy? Last year? Somebody had it. The fuck had it.
I got the
12 Days of Christmas. You know, the funny thing is, it's like the worst things that happen to me is around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I hate it.
That's what happened to me.
When I was a child, I used to love opening gifts and all that other stuff, but it's like... Now,
you've realized a lot.
Hey, when was the first time you realized there wasn't a Santa Claus?
When I set up a booby trap in the house with fish wire to catch him. And it was my mom and dad. I made a booby trap. If they would trip over the wire, the tree would fall on them. And everything would fall.
Did you really?
I did.
You fucker.
1985, when the Super NES came, or no, when the regular Nintendo came out with the little robot. I was getting that for Christmas, and I trapped my mom and dad.
Now, I kind of loud, buddy. Can't hear over people.
Oh. That's the 12 pains of Christmas, goddamn.
I can hear. I never believed in Santa.
That's the 12 pains of Christmas, you know.
And as a young child, I knew it was my dad.
I caught mine. I wanted a Jungle Jim set up. Okay, it was like a hat. Jungle Jim had his pistol and a knife and all that. You know, he was like in the jungles with Tarzan. So I heard some noise upstairs. I was about 8 years old. I come traipsing down the steps. Here my dad was putting out my Jungle Jim outfit. I went, oh, man. I thought there was a Santa Claus, man. So I got fucking exposed at an early age. That's what happened to me.
But I got mad. I got mad because sister, you know, I would love to see Santa Claus at the mall. I would love to see Santa Claus at the mall because I was so cheerful. And then here to come, it's my parents. And when I trapped them bad. My mom hated my guts for doing that, but I mean,
just like that.
I had to see, because Santa Claus pissed me off because I told him I wanted E.T. for Christmas. And he's like, oh, well, I can't do that because he's an alien and I can't catch an alien. Well, what? You can give everybody else what they want, but you can't give me what I want? Well, fuck that motherfucker, so I'm going to fucking trap his ass and snag all his fucking gifts and motherfucking with my mom and dad. I was pissed.
Hey, get them reindeer, fucking slaughter them and put them in a freezer for deer meat.
I was pissed. At 5 years old, I was pissed, people. Oh, my God. And then when I went to go catch him, I came out with a little bat, and it was my mom and dad. I still have that memory. Oh, man, I still have that memory. I'm sorry, man. I'm crazy. Oh, man.
Me personally, it really wasn't about no seeing no figure of no motherfucking Santa Claus type shit, you know what I'm saying? It was never that. It was just a, you know, really thought of just getting gifts and shit, you know what I'm saying? We never look for no motherfucking white dude to come into the house and drop no motherfucking gifts underneath the tree and shit, you know what I'm saying? We always knew mom worked, you know what I'm saying? And we always knew she went out and bought some motherfucking gifts, you know what I'm saying? So it really was never no, you know, how.
Well, I mean, when you were little, you had to believe in them. Every kid believes in them for a little bit.
We knew. We went shopping with mom as she bought the gifts.
So she brought you up not to know, believe in
them.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, not to completely believe that somebody else is going to come into the house. Hey, you see me working for this shit? This is how the fuck you're going to get these gifts. And if your ass act up bad in school, your ass ain't getting shit. So Santa ain't never tell us no shit like that. And we ain't never write to Santa and get a reply letter like that. So.
Hi, Miss Computer Lady.
You know.
My lady here?
That's how we're doing it. That's all the beautiful ladies. Got a lot of lovely ladies. Let me send a shout out to all lovely ladies.
Ooh,
over here. Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? It's just last night.
Yes.
Miss Computer Lady. It's PC Bump. Sweet dear friends, Miss Sweet Dear Love.
Gotta love.
And I mean love. Oh, sorry, people. Sorry, forgot where we was at. We on the show. You know what I'm saying.
And you are Deep Spoon.
And I'm who?
You are
and
Deep
Spoon. And Heavenly Angel, of course.
No. You Dave Smell, so
Captain,
good.
I'm Captain Rob, so good. God damn it. Fucking right.
But you know what, Smelly?
Got robbed in the hood. Well, they almost robbed him.
Well,
you know,
this is the third time they robbed me the first time. And then the second two attempts, you know what I'm saying, I took the pistols away the second time, but I didn't get the pistols. I ended up bashing the dude up against the van. And then when he fell to the ground, I just called out, you know what I'm saying, because he didn't drop the pistol. So I just took off. So that was the second attempt, you know what I'm saying? And then the third attempt, yeah, I actually got the pistol away. So let me tell y'all something, people. You pull a fucking gun on me, I am going to motherfucking attempt, and I will disarm you. And if I motherfucking disarm you and that bitch is on fire, I'm going to shoot you wherever that bullet motherfucking goes.
Wow.
If it's in your head, your back, you are a dead motherfucking
fucking
wow. And you can
that,
promise
did you get
everything
that from the military?
Love. Yes. And I go right back to it, and I go back
that's
to it.
That's anger.
Yeah, man, because it's disrespect. It's not anger, it's disrespect.
Last year, some kid trying
it's
to rob
disrespect.
Me in the
charge.
Okay,
my
on the
third head strike.
Come on now.
That's my third strike with my neighborhood, and bitches doing some stupid shit over some shit that I don't even believe in. I don't believe in no money or material more than I believe in a person's life. So if you're going to sit up here and disrespect that by blatantly motherfucking putting my life at risk, yeah, I'm going to take you out. I believe in eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. So I believe in that. I believe in capital punishment. I believe in killing people. Yes, I do. I believe in that. If you kill a person, your ass needs to be motherfucking dead exactly the same way. If you rob a person and pull a gun and put it to their motherfucking throat and you got the bitch on safety, Well, if I rob you, the bitch ain't gonna be on motherfucking safety. I promise you that. I don't believe in that.
You gotta have
that. I spent thirty minutes looking for
a gun and I expected to just take it away. But you know, Smelly's got military training. Me, I got fucking hood training. Last year, some kid tried to rob me for the car, and I grabbed that gun and shot him right back. Oh.
Yeah. Well.
No, the studio.
It's a dangerous world in which we live, people. So it ain't nowhere you go that's gonna be safe. But at the same time, you know, I govern myself accordingly, and I don't do just blatant shit. I'm not no money flasher. You know what I'm saying? If people see me, you know what I'm saying, making money, then that's one thing. But then that you just see me doing business. You know what I'm saying? I'm a businessman. But I ain't never been in the club making it rain, doing that dumb shit. I don't pull out no large amounts of money because I don't carry no shit like that. You know, I don't even carry money when I go to work with me. I don't even carry change to make money because I go to make money. And that's what's called progression in business. You don't bring money. You go to make money. That's what you're going to do. So I go with nothing in my pocket, and if you come to me with a $20 bill, well, you better go get some change because I ain't got it.
Let me just say happy holidays, people.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Hey.
Merry Christmas. Right around the corner here.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry
happy
Christmas,
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Hey, y'all click that YouTube link. If y'all ain't clicked it, people, check out the 12 Days of Christmas live at Coco's Lounge Karaoke night.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
Coco's
Lounge.
Yeah, I'm a goddamn coat, fucking coat.
Smelly, I gave
you some bids
for your...
Oh, it's all good.
Gave you some free bids for your present, Smelly. Anybody else want any?
Free bids.
I'm in line.
Bids. Anybody want some free bids? Goddamn,
I'm
we got free
up
bids.
There.
Right.
I'm still waiting on my 20 bids you was going to throw.
What's your username? I'll do it right now. I'm on the giveaway.
What else would it be? Heavenly Angel.
All right, I'm going to do it right now as we're speaking.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Right now.
To the stupid motherfuckers that got their goddamn attempted robbery and their gun took.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Dumbass motherfucker.
Are we getting that the last minute?
Got 20 minutes.
Fuck that. This is a show to talk about Christmas.
Right.
Well, let's talk about some nutty Christmas news then, goddammit. Let's get some nutty Christmas news going on up in this biatch.
Hey.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Who got neighbors? Anybody got neighbors that got a whole bunch of lights?
Oh, my mom.
Hey, I got them all over the fucking place.
Man.
They're the light freaks that got like 50,000 lights and shit.
Oh, I got about 2,000, 3,000. I had a guy come in. I had a hire company come in and do it.
Oh, man, you suck,
oh,
man.
My
I'll goodness. Give you an award for that.
You a rich?
What the fuck? Did you just say you got...
I'm too busy. I've been too fucking busy.
Put your hand up. Damn it. What the hell?
You
get your hands up for that. You a rich.
Nothing like some holiday cheer.
Boy, look at here.
I don't have time, guys. I ain't never heard of my life.
Hiring somebody to put up some damn Christmas lights. Well, goddamn, I guess it's a job for everybody. Shit. Need to put me up a damn
Well, we do the inside. We do the inside. He did the outside. That's all.
I installed
climb up a fucking ladder and get fucking killed.
You rich motherfucker.
Oh, look at him. I heard it fucking all.
Just like the other day, somebody got mad at me because I said I was going to staple antlers on Boo News' head.
My friend's bulldog got antlers.
Hell no.
My wife went up to Kmart, a pet store, PetSmart, got antlers, and I went over to Kmart, got pictures done of the dogs. And the French bulldog got friggin' antlers on it. Let me see if I can get a picture of it up her. I'll send it to you.
Man, there we go.
Nah, because when you shave Boo News, he looks like little Rudolph. Like, he looks like that, but he's like a little bit more lighter. And I was like, fuck you, I want to staple some antlers on his head. I was just playing around in the pet store. The lady went all crazy. You motherfucker! You do anything wrong to that poor little dog! No, I will make sure you rot away for 100 years! I was like, oh my god, lady, calm the fuck down!
Damn.
Be making tacos out of him next.
Oh my god, you should have seen it, man. It's like I raped a child or something. They're screaming help. I was like, fuck, are you serious? I was playing around. I love my son. I ain't going to do that to him. Come on now.
Hey, anymore, man. People, any excuse you can give somebody to say that the owner's fucking with the dog. They take it and they run with it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want to drop this real quick info, man. For all y'all ladies out there shopping and men, you know what I'm saying? You got to look out, watch your back when it comes to these shopping malls, Walmart, any kind of hustle and bustle place that got a lot of people. There's a lot of motherfuckers that be hiding behind cars, laying underneath cars that'll slip underneath it. Watch your motherfucking back, people. When you walk out that goddamn store, look left, right, like you crossing the motherfucking street. Look left and right to see what the hell is around you, and before you just, you know, walk off and see to your car. When you come from the grocery store, during the time of the holiday season, more motherfuckers get robbed than any time of the other year. You know what I'm saying? Because people are really on the come up. Crackheads is on the goddamn double up. You know what I'm saying? Robbers is out. You got everybody, you know, from all sides coming at you. You know, trying to ruin your holiday spirit. You know what I'm saying? So look always, people. Watch your back. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing I can tell you. And get a goddamn taser, because if I would have had a motherfucking taser, which that's what I need to go invest in, because if I would have had that taser in my pocket, oh, man, I would have tased that motherfucker, and then I probably would have shot the dude.
You want me to send you a taser?
No, I can get them shit like $20. I ain't going to lie to you. I probably would have shot that dude, man, right there in his fucking back while he laid on the goddamn ground, trembling and shit, waiting on his friends to come back. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big old taser.
Yeah. Preparation show pro. Quick tips. What the hell is that?
Oh. Those DTR are quick tips to make your show better here on blogtalkradio.com. Since Blog Talk Radio 101 is no longer available because they know they're going to get their asses chewed out.
No. That, you know, hold on. Do I even have one of these motherfuckers? Let me tell y'all something, people. Let me show y'all why if I even got one.
Thanks, Easy Rider.
Okay. Good luck. Have fun.
Okay, no, I don't got it. I thought I had one of the fuck-ups of the day, because I was going to play one of the fuck-ups of the day to let y'all know why they don't have goddamn 101 no more.
You know what the funny thing is? If you look on your switchboard right now, Smelly, it says the Skype's not working. To all the premium hosts, please call in. Why would you pay for a service that fucking sucks?
Everybody's saying that today. Everybody's having problems with the sites refreshing.
Last night at midnight, it cut everybody's show off.
Yeah, they want you to pay for it now? What the fuck?
All right.
But hey,
now y'all starting to worry.
Gotta represent
our company
that we work for.
Yeah, I ain't trying to put $30 into a service that, you know, I ain't finna get all my all out of now. Plus, advertisements, because, you know, I already seen the flyer. Goofy seen the flyer that I'm redoing, and, you know, I'm doing up a good flyer. So I don't want to sit up here and give a bitch advertisement and all that shit, and then drum it all the way up until, and then, you know, when we all switch over, bam, now we got to get shitted on. Now we got to go up to the $99 plan in order to get the full premium service.
Yeah, you go to the $99 plan, and you will have no problems whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do, I bet you.
So, you know, hey, we're going to see people. I mean, we got WDKK Radio out there. We got VIM Radio, Paranormal Soup Radio. We got
Inception Radio. There's a couple other people out there that's got their own independent things popping off. But I'm tell you one thing. My next level of moving up is all about getting paid and actually progressing in radio. So regardless if it's on Blog Talk Radio or regardless if it's on another radio, it's about progression and getting paid for what we do. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. I've given 2 years of free goddamn entertainment, so the listeners get it for free, but the goddamn artists and shit, you know, that are the backbone of the radio station, you know, hell, they got the, you know, shit.
Well, for, on that free account, they allow you 3 songs. What the fuck is 3 songs?
I mean,
well, you know what? You know, I'm gonna give out a tip to beat that, people. You play one song, or you play the first 3 songs. You go in your account and you delete them. And then you throw another 3 songs up there. So, you keep it in rotation. But, I mean, it's only 30 minutes, people, so, I mean, fuck it.
Yeah, really. To me, 30 minutes is just to tell y'all, hey, welcome to the show of no shows, and follow us over on this link and call this number, you know what I'm saying? And this is where we're going to be at for the rest of the 2 hours. So, you know, that's the only thing I can see with 30 minutes. And, you know.
Can I get 5 minutes of nutty time, though? Just 5 minutes, that's all, man.
You just want your nutty on, don't you?
I always got to get my nutty on. Come on, now.
Five minutes of.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your homie right from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Fries, man. 6 figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand that? Yay!
Now, with that statement.
I'm trying to come too now.
Oh, bad. As you tell 6 figures, yeah, I actually re-edited that little part right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that is not,
did.
Yeah, it doesn't have the end little part right there. But check it out, people. That's what we will do. We'll go ahead and play that real low in the background.
Where my lady at?
Who that? What happened?
Where my lady at? Where my fiance?
Probably in the room somewhere.
Flirting with somebody.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know, because it's all ladies up in there, though. You know. Let's check it out, people. I give you 5 articles of the Nutty News. How about that? Nutty News, goddammit. Get to you. And this is how we're going to do it. Starting off with Washington Dicks on Chicks. That's Washington, D.C. CIA gives WikiLeaks Task Force a naughty name. And everybody heard about WikiLeaks, so-called motherfuckers that's been leaking out important information about our government, military, and all this other kind of shit, but ain't been busted for treason or motherfucking, what the hell else they call it?
But how can you get busted for treason? You're telling the God's honest truth.
Yeah, but you're telling information that's deemed classified. You know what I'm saying? He got classified. However the fuck they get it, they getting information that's classified. They leaking classified information about shit. Not that saying I give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? But under the rules of our country, that is technically treason. You know what I'm saying? You technically treason. But anyway,
the
CIA, huh?
I'm talking to man right now in the church.
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh.
That's what you did.
I didn't hear you, my bad. The CIA has launched a task force to assess the impact of 250,000 leaked U.S. diplomatic cables. Its name, WikiLeaks Task Force, or WTF for short. What the fuck? The group was challenged.
That was good. I like that one. The group will scour the released documents to survey damage caused by the disclosures. And officially, the panel is called the WikiLeaks Task Force. But at CIA headquarters, it's mainly known by its all-too-apt acronym, WTF. The what the fuck? Over here in Ohio, shout out to Miss Computer Lady, we're in Computer Lady Land, where Waterworks employees indicted for stealing water. How the hell do you steal water?
Got a bottle of water.
And several Cincinnati Waterworks employees are facing charges for allegedly stealing water and sewer services. What the fuck?
Oh. What?
What the fuck? Prosecutors said some of the suspects had gotten away with the theft for years. Hamilton County Assistant Prosecuting Attorney, whoever the fuck cares, said the employees tampered with the meters at their home. The men are charged with two counts each of felony theft in office and face 6 to 18 months in prison. Damn! For fucking with your water meter?
Damn.
I ain't got enough time to give them awards, people, but they do deserve that. Some stupid motherfuckers that got fired on their day off. You know what I'm saying?
Where's the honor?
Huh?
Where's the
honor? I
ain't got
enough time to give models, man. God damn.
Oh. All right,
fuck. God damn, we're going to take time out to give them some honors. Fuck.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. There you go, people. Always got to give awards here. You always got to give awards. Good old TSA. You know what I'm saying? If y'all flying this, anybody doing some traveling for Christmas? Anybody flying anywhere?
Well, not this year.
Oh, okay. Well, be careful. Because over in Louisiana. Frozen chicken shuts down the airport.
Oh, shit. Not a frozen chicken.
It's a bomb.
Oh, man. It's the bomb. It was the bomb. No, I meant the chicken was the bomb. Lafayette Regional Airport was briefly shut down as authorities investigated a suspicious package that turned out to contain a frozen chicken and a headlamp. What? Police were called to the airport after a TSA employee saw the package run through the screening process. The outline of the wires from the head-mounted mining lamp overlapped another image, that of the chicken, made for an odd and not identifiable image.
What?
What gives you doing a little damn head-mounted mining lamp on a damn piece of chicken?
That's what
Come
I'm
on, B. What the? What? All right. We gotta keep
sometimes
moving.
Sometimes stupid, down. You know, a word for that.
Damn, I ain't got one for because it's dumb on both sides. Damn. In Massachusetts, woman gets prison in glass eating scheme. Damn. It's going to join a circus, you know what I'm saying? Mary Ivano has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after admitting that she and her husband intentionally ate glass particles, then submitted false insurance claims. Damn, what the fuck? What people won't do for money, people? I mean, what people won't do for money? Damn. 1990, glass particles. Damn. From 1997 to 2005, the couple collected more than $200,000 in compensation after filing insurance claims that they have been injured by restaurants, hotels, and grocery stores that had served them food containing glass particles. Ivano's husband, Ronald Ivano, pleaded guilty in 2007. He is serving 5 years in prison. God damn. Glass eating people. Damn. That hurts my throat even thinking about that shit.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And I know all they was feeling was...
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
I got to get this glass out.
Madness.
Yeah. This is a good little USA knowledge for everybody out there. 23% can't pass military exam. All right. I did. I guess I'm in the top 23 or 87. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Nearly one-fourth of the students who try to join the military fail its entry exam, painting a grim picture of an education system that produces graduates who can't answer basic math, science, and reading questions. The study is on top of Pentagon data that shows 75% of those aged 17 to 24 don't qualify for the military because they are physically unfit, have a criminal record, or didn't graduate high school. That sounds like the American way. My bad. That's how we get down. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Come a long way, baby. Long way.
All right. Over here in China, if you didn't know, products made from the skins of cats and dogs.
What?
Thousands of products made from the skins of cats and dogs are being offered on China's largest retail website, Taobao, T-A-O-B-A-O, sparking outrage among animal lovers, state media reported. And I'm going to look up the website. You already know that.
Terrible.
You already know that. We got to find the website.
Yeah, put a link in there.
Let's see if we can find it. Man, that's
great.
You
got 1 minute left?
Sparking, yeah. Search results and sales records from Taobao show the most popular items were trousers and hats made from dog fur, which is touted for its ability to ward off cold. To ward off the cold. Where in the hell? Online shopping mall. There it is.
So you're saying that they kill the dogs to get the fur?
Pretty much.
This is our
time.
I mean, you know, they eat the dogs any fucking ways. You know what I'm saying?
Who eat the dogs? I ain't eating booning.
Nah,
talk about
these people eat dogs,
cats,
man.
Mind you, cats too now.
Yeah, they eat cats and dogs. So instead of throwing away the fur, you know.
Well, ain't that some shit?
I ate a cat before.
Yeah.
I hope it was to survive.
I've ate pussy before, but, yeah.
I love
it wasn't hairy.
I love cats.
Oh, I got you now. I'm like a beaver.
I love cat, too.
Like
you
that beaver,
I'm
too.
Saying. Beaver. Oh, yeah, I like that beaver.
Oh, beaver's good.
yeah, surviving is the fittest, all right.
Actually, a black beaver.
Right. Black beaver is pretty good, you know what I'm saying?
Well, black beaver's in season right now.
Get stuck in between your teeth, you know
what
I'm saying?
Well, no, what you do is you hunt them with mistletoe. You put mistletoe over a black beaver's head, and they spread it wide for what's inside.
Who snuck in 419?
Hey there, Smelly.
You snuck in, I mean, not under the radar, but you snuck in under the radar because Goofy got knocked off and you came in.
Uh-oh. No, I wasn't knocking my husband off. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, he got knocked off. Wow.
That's something. Because I, for some reason, no sound was coming through, and I was like, okay, let me just call in. Whatever I missed, I'm going to have to download the archive of, but good to hear you.
Yeah. We just, you know, we on the little backflip hour talking about this dog thing. But actually, I'm trying to find a website that has the actual article.
Yes, you got to know where not to take your pets. Because in some parts of the world, yes, they do eat cats and dogs and
and everything else under the sun.
And everything else, right. Yeah, in some village, there was a show I watched. I can't remember what it was. I think it was somewhere in Japan, some small village. They eat beef as a delicacy.
They eat what?
Yeah.
Beef.
Well, I heard about the beaver thing on Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Easy?
Good. How about you?
Doing good.
Y'all ready for holidays?
Almost.
That's cool.
Tie up.
Still buying gifts.
Are you signed up for biz66.com, Miss Cop Lady? I'm going to be doing that, yep.
Sign it up. I'll give you some bids on the show here. It's one time Christmas bids. Give everybody bids, man. So sign up now and put that username in the chat room, and we'll throw you some holiday bids. You can have some fun over the holiday. Try to win something. Yeah, we had a nice iPad on last night.
Okay. Now, the username, I don't know. So.
Well, you got to think one up. Comp lady.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought I'd create one. All right. No, I thought you were giving out like a special one, you know.
Promotion code.
Oh, no, I could create one. It's just that, well, maybe there's a special one that Easy wants everybody to use. So I said, let me ask first.
I could create a promotion code for you, Smelly.
See, there you go.
What's that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a promotion code so you can give some free bids away over the holiday weekends. How's that?
Hey, that's pretty hot. I'll give some bids away.
I'm gonna do that right now. Oh, I'm gonna get into my secret.
See, I came up with something.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the power in here. EAZ.
Where is the damn link at, though? See, they have this Taobao shit, but they don't have the link. Taobao.com. Hey, did you click the link, Mr. Pewter Lady, to see my 12 Days of Christmas?
Oh, yeah, I did. I couldn't watch it. I said, well, let me download and I'll watch it later. I remember hearing it. I was like, oh, my God, that is so funny. I like, ooh, Smelly.
Oh, yeah, that's live. That's live. And in person at Coco's Lounge. This shit's all in motherfucking Chinese, goddammit. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Well, what did you expect?
Think it in the room. Where is it? I didn't see that one. I only
What's
got
that?
It on the show here. The Chocolate of the Christmas.
Oh, there's
you
a little
up there.
There.
Yeah, it's up there.
Hold on. I thought I did drop that link. It's up
there
at the top.
No, you did. I didn't get the link. I missed it. I didn't know.
What, your scroll is gone?
Well, I had to refresh. My computer keeps freezing it.
Oh, there it goes. Bam. There you go. No, I'm trying to translate the page. That's what I want to do. Translate the page. Into English.
I guess my computer's froze. I can't get it.
Love you, Goofy, wherever you are. I wasn't trying to knock you off. Don't, Goofy, that's the first thing he's going to say. You mean my lady came on and knocked me off? No, I did not knock you off. I'm going to get that straight.
Let's see here. Underwear, glasses, watches, makeup. I want to see the goddamn cat boots. What the fuck else? And then where the cat boots at? And then I got some cat boots. I'm going to give me some cat boots and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You got one of them dog jackets left?
Well, can you play your 12 Days of Christmas right now?
Oh, man, that's crazy. Oh, no, I ain't got the track uploaded. I just got the YouTube video. Just the YouTube.
Did you get Mello Kane's email? He sent you the MP3.
I ain't even checked my email yet. I didn't check my email. Probably did. Let me see. I shall check it. That's from Philo.
Oh no, that's. That's the YouTube video I'm talking about. Mello Kane that was on Goofy Bones and Jackal's show.
Oh.
Like a couple of your show.
Oh, okay.
Really good.
Oh, it's on my Facebook too. Matter of fact, I posted it to my Facebook.
Oh, okay.
The 12 Days of Christmas video. It's on my Facebook too. So.
I see.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Steady J writes back. Offer are very reasonable. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. That'll work. All I need to do now is get the look of it done, and then I'll be up and running. That's what I'm doing now. I'm changing the look of the flyer, so I added some pictures, and stuff like that. Miss Computer Lady, you know I got you on my flyer for the Regular Game Radio advertisement. Where we're gonna be offering services. You know what I'm saying? $30 a month, and I got a little package together for everybody. So I'm just putting, you know, a couple of the show hosts' faces and stuff. You know what I'm saying? As like the headline of the flyer, so, you know.
Everybody take care. I'm going to have to get going.
All right. Well, we about to get up out of here, too, because we're on the VIP now.
Okay, y'all have a good day. Love y'all.
You know it.
Love you, too. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Thank you for having me on
the show. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's all right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. One time, this is for Miss Computer Lady and everything. And all the ladies out there.
I think people forget about the true meaning of Christmas. Love, friendship, and spending time with the family.
Not bad. That was the wrong song, people. We about here, Miss Easy Rider.
I got something real.
I'll see you, my brother, Miss Heavenly Angel.
Just sit down.
Look for your gift in the mail. You know what I'm saying?
Glad we're all right. Such a long
time. Oh, yeah. So, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Ready,
for blessing me with another day. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
yeah.
You know it's Christmas. And my heart
and I'm out, people.
Open wide.
Give it to the world. And I mean.